Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Pleasure, 'cause I know
you need it, I need it. Come.
said, 9 carat pinky ring. That's a quarter, but somebody call it water, but cause I just called it isotech. Just like my nigga feel, then they got his license back. Time to stunt, so won't you blush real nice and fetch your boy's face. Lights on camera, action, exclusion, on the main attraction. This a chain reaction. The squad is an enterprise, come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers, see your ears, so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. That your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there. I hope you're ready for the sex. So my money, hey, so my money, yeah. I'm running on the bed like broke. So my money, oh,
Hyman Radio Live. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for rocking with us tonight. You are inside one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. What's cracking? It's 10:07 on the East Coast, 7:07 on the West Coast, inside this Hump Day Wednesday, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Bony Nachos, everybody. What's cracking?
What's good inside this Hump Day Wednesday? All the way live from Charlotte, North Kakalaka. What's cracking? Welcome, CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Hey, what's good?
How do you do?
Right.
I'm not quite sure yet.
Grizzly.
I'm telling you. I my throat feels like I have, like, sandpaper and, I don't know, hot sauce or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Nevertheless, what makes the love of money so evil is the topic tonight inside this Hump Day Wednesday, June 8th, 2011. Hey, got a special guest coming up as well. Avery Smith, new R&B artist out of NY, I believe. But Avery Smith is checking in a little late in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I love money. I know y'all love money. What makes money so evil, though?
Well, I mean, it's the people you're around. Most of the time, it's the people around you that change when you have money, not yourself.
The people around you that change? What?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's crazy. Think about all the people that you've known that were so-called popular, right? Most of them had money. And they had to maintain that, you know, that thing, and even when they couldn't hold it down, they still tried to maintain it. But the people made them do that. You know what I'm saying? Like they like created this. they created
what?
Like this.
Are you medicated?
Yeah. Yes, I finally got my medication refilled. Yeah.
You sound medicated.
Yeah.
Straight up. Hey, folks,
917-889-3926.
917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya.
Hello, good evening, everybody. How are you?
Hey,
we are good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
Toya.
Avery Smith, our special guest, coming up in a little bit. He got a new joint called Inked Up. and Avery is hanging out with us tonight, coming out of NYC. Hey, folks, if you have new music, we will play it at least once, unless it's hot, and then we'll keep playing it. You can hit us up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Toya, what makes money so evil? You said the love of money is the root to all evil. What makes it so evil? Evil.
The person who's holding the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The person holding the money.
Why is it the person is holding the money evil?
How can money be
evil? Because money is a thing. Money can't be evil. It's the person who has the money and what they're doing or not doing with the money that's evil. Money is a thing. It can't be evil.
Right.
It can only do what the person does with it. So you can choose to do evil with it. You can choose to do good with it. It's up to the person who's holding it. It's not, money's not evil. It's the love of money that's evil. So the person who has it, that loves the money and is actually worshiping the money and putting them all into the money, that's the person who's evil. It's not the money that's evil. It's the love of money that's evil.
People get it confused.
Love of the money
and I think there's a clear distinction that must be made between the love of money and money itself. I think we get it confused.
We do. It's the love of money. And money doesn't love itself. It's the person who's holding that cash that loves it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person.
The reality is we've really been misquoting the scripture itself. We've heard it said that money is the root of all evil, and that's wrong.
At the end
of the day, it's being misquoted. Paul was addressing Timothy as he was preparing him for public ministry, and what he said was, for the love of money and all it buys, placed before the love of God, is the root of all kinds of evil. That's what Paul said to Timothy. And we've been misquoting him ever since.
Definitely. You got to read what's before and what's after. That's right.
Absolutely.
But I agree with
Toya
on that, the person.
If you've just tuned in, this is going to be an interesting one. Why is the love of money the root to all evil? We got a special guest hanging out with us. Coming up next, we got Avery Smith. I believe Avery is live out of NY. If I'm wrong, he's going to get it right. We'll be right back. You're in tune to TM Hymn Radio Live.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup, this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, head pop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Overdose. WHAC TM Hama Radio Live inside this Hump Day Wednesday, June 8th. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, the only thing you can acquire without money is salvation. Tonight's topic, why is the love of money the root to all evil? We'll keep the conversation going, but first, let's introduce our special guest. In our second hour, we got a special guest stopping past to talk to us about some modifications. But in this hour, give it up for R&B recording artist Avery Smith. Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
What's going on, man?
What's happening, bro? You are coming to us out of NY, right?
No, I'm from Chicago.
Chicago. All right, I knew
yes,
you'd get
sir.
Right. Your publicist is in NY.
Yes, sir.
That's what's good. Hey, well, welcome to the show, man. Officially introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now. Inked Up
yeah.
is that
Inked
new single
up, man.
We about to play.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like you said, this is a boy, Avery Smith, Chicago's R&B sensation, Novak Music recording artist. Got my new single that's on iTunes. It's available on iTunes right now. It's called Inked Up. So for all my people that's out here rocking tattoos this summer, it's definitely an anthem for y'all. So it's a club banger, period. So even if you ain't got a tattoo, thinking about getting one, it's something you're going to want to rock with. But, yeah, check that out. That's on iTunes. I just got done performing at 106 and Park last Wednesday, a week from today. And, yeah, just got done performing at 106 Park while on Wednesday. I won that event. And, you know, so I'll be back on there sometime next month. So, yeah, right now just really out here grinding, working hard, man. Just got done doing a show today for 5,000 Chicago public school graduates, high school graduates. So that was an honor. Did that with, you know, an appearance with Shannon Brown, Derrick Rose, Matt Forte, the Chicago Bears. You know, just a lot of people from Chicago that got one there that came out to support those high school graduates. So it was dope.
Hey, big up to you, bro.
Appreciate it,
man. You know, I just want to point this out because what we do on this show is we promote positive people doing positive things. You're one of those positive people, brother. You're just 21 years old.
21, man.
Hey, 21, but I don't want anybody to be confused. Tell us the name of the label again.
Novak Music. That's my big bro, Will from Bay 26, his independent label.
Absolutely. And I wanted to make sure we gave Will his props. We know
yeah,
Willie Taylor of the multi-platinum group Day 26. Running for Success. Again, national TV debut on BET 106 in Park last Wednesday. Big up. And he got a new single coming called Inked Up. Hey, don't sleep on the dude. The dude is a technically trained instrumentalist. Everybody can't say that.
Yeah, man, I've been doing it since before I can remember, man. I've been playing instruments since I was about six, started off piano, and, you know, if you know anything about music, playing that in both clefs, it becomes a little bit easier learning other instruments because most of the time they're only in one clef. So music has always been a huge part of my life, man. Like, my dad's a church choir director, my grandfather's a pastor, so that's how I got my soccer music, but it's something that I couldn't see myself not doing.
And like most of us who are musically inclined, you started off singing in church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I always had the pleasure.
That's what's good. So are you a native of Chi-Town?
Yeah, I'm actually from the west suburbs of Chicago, 630 Stand Up, City of Aurora. I'm actually from the same hometown as a R&B artist, you know what I'm saying, that people used to rock with real, real hard. He's still making great music, too, Carl Thomas. Me being, when I was younger, you know, growing up and seeing him come from my hometown, Aurora, Illinois, you know, and watching him do his thing. You know, he grew up in the same church and everything. And he kind of was that inspiration, man, you know, that I can make it out of my place, you know what I mean? And went to Columbia College in Chicago, got into contact with a lot of the right people, just kept continuing to make great music, and, you know, it's just been all really falling into place, so can't complain too much, man.
That's what's good.
Yes, sir.
What makes the love of money so evil in your opinion?
I think it all comes down. I don't even think it's just the love of money. I feel like that so many people feel like money makes the world go round, and because of that, their motives in reference to money is what all the evil derives from. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, I'm a firm believer in that money can buy happiness, but I do not feel that it is the root of all evil, or the love of money is the root of all evil. I think it's with anything, you know what I mean? Anything that's good can be turned into something very bad if somebody's motive or intent is corrupt, you know, and I think that money just motivates people to do a lot of the wrong things. That's all it is. So, you know, you can't put money in the hands of some people and, you know, and expect good results. So, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about whether or not it's the root of all evil, but if I honestly had to say so, I don't think it is. I think it's just, it all depends on the person.
No, absolutely. No, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, for the love of money and all it buys placed before the love of God is the root to all kinds of evil. Hey, my bro.
Exactly.
Hey, go ahead and introduce your new joint, man. We're going to drop it on the people.
Okay, cool, man. Like you said, this is your boy Avery Smith, Chicago's R&B sensation. And right now, you're about to check out my debut single, Inked Up. Hope you enjoy.
If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got the throne in my stuff, got the loud rolled up. Started looking at my stats, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. A-D-R-E-Y-S-M-I-T-H, that's my name, oh. I'm right.
Hyman Radio Live. You heard it here first. That was our boy Avery Smith with Ink Up.
Yeah.
I must say, I like that.
Yes, sir.
Make you go to a party, get your groove on. Now, Avery, I have a question for you. Who came up with the concept of that song? Or who wrote it? Did you write it, or did you have anything to do with it behind the scenes?
Yeah, no. I wrote the entire record. The motivation came. I did a mixtape this time last year, and one of the lines on one of the records was, you know, if you know my name, you know I'm Inked Up, and I noticed that a lot of people they would tweet the line and they rock with it real heavy. So I wanted to make a song about tattoos, considering it's a huge part of me. I went ahead and just made a record. I didn't want to call it tatted or anything like that, and that line stuck out and Inked Up, you know, described me to the T. So I went ahead and ran with that concept and made a record out of it.
And Inked Up you are, looking at the pictures. Arms Inked Up. Someone has an addiction to tattoos.
At least it's a healthy and legal addiction.
It is.
No doubt. So prior to right now, had you worked with any major artists before Will?
No, I've known Will, you know, for about 4 years now. His brother, I actually met him and his brother putting a show together at Talent Show in Chicago, and I participated in it. And, you know, his brother is actually my manager, Terrell Taylor. And, you know, he started working with me at that time. And, you know, Will was so busy with everything with Day 26. You know, he had his own things going on. And, you know, his brother worked with for a while. And when Will, you know, started his own label, you know, he saw something in me that he wanted to help take to the next level. So, you know, I appreciate that to the fullest, especially coming out of Chicago. You know, it's number three network in the country, but there's no major labels here. So, you know, to be able
right.
to... you know, have somebody who has, you know, a lot of connects and things like that to really believe in your career and help push that for you is all you really ask for as an upcoming musician. I've known Jeremiah for the longest. A lot of people don't know that's actually Will's cousin, first cousin, blood cousin. And me and Jeremiah went to school together at Columbia College Chicago, worked with him real heavily before, you know, everything cracked off with him and Def Jam. And so, you know, we were working together making hits before then, and, you know, we continue to make music together, and same thing with Will. So, you know, other than that, you know, I had not had the opportunity to personally work one-on-one. I did a lot of openings, you know, for a lot of artists and a lot of musicians in Chicago that came to the Chicagoland area. But, you know, prior to that, I really wasn't dabbling too much within this industry. But over the past, like, about a year and a half, I've been working a lot, you know, behind the scenes within this industry on the music side. And now, you know, my music's really coming to the forefront.
No doubt. You work with some high-powered choreographers out there in Chi-Town. Understand that you enrolled in some classes, you know,
and
work with some pretty big people.
I had the opportunity, I about age like 17, 18, to really, get into some high-powerful, you know, I mean, Nick Gonzalez. These cats were kind of running the dancing, you know, all the movies you've seen, all the choreography in, video games, commercials, TV shows, you know, so you can dance, you know, America's Best Dance Crew, things like that. I had an opportunity to work with one of the choreographers from the Chicago area, and he kind of took me in under his wing. That gave me a different view of, the entertainment industry. But at the same time, it was a lot of things that I learned. I'm doing a lot of backup dancing and things like that I could take away from. You know, I learned a lot of things I could take away from and apply it to my career as an R&B artist. So it was definitely such a great experience to be able to get that. You know, a lot of people can't say that they had the opportunity to do it. So it was amazing.
Right. You like jazz music. I see that you were playing the trombone at 11, but you got some jazz influences like Slide Hampton and J.J. Johnson. Talk about it.
Yeah, man. Jazz is a huge, huge, huge influence as far as musically for me, for my music creativity. You know, I know a lot of people might have just heard that record and might wonder how. So, you know, even if it's not obvious and apparent, it plays a huge part in and influence in my creativity as an artist. That's all different types of music. You know, I really gravitated towards jazz music because I played the keys, I played percussion. And once I started to pick up other instruments, I picked up a lot of low brass instruments. And, you know, obviously that's huge in jazz music. And, you know, I got really into, like I said, the Slide Hanson and the J.J. Johnsons and the Herbie Hancocks. And, you know, I'm from Chicago, so, you know, the Buddy Guys and people like that. You know, I really started to listen to a lot of jazz music and just really understand it. You know, plus on top of it, I'm Creole. You know, most of my family is from Louisiana, so, you know, jazz music was just always a big influence growing up as well.
That's what's good.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to remind you all to pick up the 23rd, I said 1, 2, 3, Day 26 record. They got a new up-and-coming album entitled A New Day with the new single coming, so be on the lookout. Hey, tonight we got Avery Smith. Actually, Willie Taylor presents Avery Smith. And, yo, because I like this joint and we do what we want to do on this show, here's Avery Smith inked up, jamming it twice. On the other side of this, health and wellness.
If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap.
I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got the throne in my foot, got the loud roll up. Started looking at my tap, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. A-D-R-E-Y-S-M-I-T-H, that's my name, oh. Once before and you know nothing, it ain't changed, no. Them niggas biting, but it just don't look the same, no. Don't beat up them, no, cause I'm about to change the game, oh. Yeah, I'm inked up, you know that is a fact. I'm that light-skinned nigga with the snapbacks in the stash. I always show out, I'm rocking front to back. I got the party jumping and I keep the club tapping. Tatted on my arm, I'm tatted on my chest. Malachi and Ryan, I get tatted by the best. Care what you think. This song is for all my people that say rockin'. I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got Patron in my cup, got the loud rolled up. Started looking at my tats, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. Ain't nothing, don't know why you niggas running. If the shops get my ink, then I hit the club frontin'. If the stairs take my shirt off, ladies going crazy. Your girlfriend throwin', I got her screaming, Avery. You niggas say you tatted, but you ain't inked up. I'm barely getting started, why you tryna keep up? I know you can't afford it, so get your jeans up. We got the girl choosing, and I'm the reason. I swear it ain't my fault, man, I'm just tryna party. It's probably cause the my body, when I'm all through, then I don't want no skin. I'm trying to stay inked up to the tank. I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got Patron in my cup, got the loud rolled up. Shorty looking at my tats, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up.
Yes, I like that.
We be getting some whack stuff sometimes. We get a lot of good music. I don't want to disrespect nobody. But y'all know some of y'all be sending some garbage up in here. We love to hear hot music.
Yeah.
Stand by for us. Again, Domir. I'm sorry, I'm so ignorant just cutting through your segment like that. Let's run it back. Domir.
Let's bring you back. Thank you for joining us for tonight's health and wellness segment. Glad to be here. Before I start, I want to prelude with this. Those that may be on the East Coast and experiencing a little of this heat wave, please don't forget, again, you're elderly. Please make sure you do check on them and make sure you're drinking plenty of water if you're out and about. Tonight's health and wellness topic is the first of a series on harmful ingredients to look for when we're eating and when we're applying certain products, different products to our body, so that we'll know that people don't know or that are harmful for them. So tonight I'm going to start off with skincare products and ingredients that you didn't know was in your skincare products that are actually harmful to you. And then I will, through the series, be bringing you different segments on things that we eat that we don't know that's harmful and different stuff like that, so things that we give to our kids that we don't know that's harmful or have harmful ingredients in them. And I just want to pray again and say this. If it goes a little bit long, forgive me, but I feel this is information that we all need to know because we don't take the time to read those ingredients on the back, and you don't
just talk
know.
Fast.
Like, I'm sorry?
Just talk fast.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to talk as fast as I possibly can. And this is definitely, if you're out there listening and you are a pregnant woman or trying to get pregnant, please pay attention because, again, some of these chemicals and part of these toxins can definitely affect your unborn fetus as well as you. Again, many people are not aware that the FDA does not monitor the marketing of manufacturing of beauty products or the ingredients that go into them. 89% of 10,500 ingredients that are used to produce these products and make these products have not been evaluated for safety. So we have no clue if they're safe or not safe. And, again, please make sure that you find out this information and do your research so you can protect yourself and your kids. I want to put some things out there first and foremost. I'm sure you've all heard of, or maybe not, SLS or SLES, which is the sodium lauryl sulfate or the sodium lauryl sulfate, just depends on what you want to call it. This is a common ingredient that's in almost every skincare product. It makes your soap and things of that sort lather. And this particular product is linked to kidney and liver failure after long-term use. Most of our skincare products are also made with preservatives called parabens. Whether the parabens start as an ethyl, a methyl, depending on the paraben, it really doesn't matter. But this particular paraben has has been linked to male reproductive system damage and breast cancer in women. Another ingredient, propylene glycol. This one definitely stood out to me. It's also known as industrial antifreeze, commonly found in brake and hydraulic fluid, as well as your favorite body lotion. Hello, if it's, you can put it in your car, you shouldn't be putting it on your body, people. things like titanium dioxide, which is a carcinogen. Carcinogens are things that are known to cause cancer. Then normally the ingredient or the things that you may see when you're looking on the ingredients of a product, DEA, TEA, or MEA, or anything that says mineral oil, is a titanium dioxide. Glycerin, who we all think glycerin helps. I was a big fan of glycerin until I did further research. Actually, glycerin, what it does is it pulls the moisture from deep inside your tissues to the surface of your skin, which at that point makes everything, now you have all this moisture sitting on top of your skin, but your tissues and everything are becoming dehydrated, and that defeats the purpose. It's for professional use only. If you see those words on a product, for professional use only, which you're like, if you go to the beauty parlor, I'm so old, if you go to the hair shop, or somewhere of that sort, the nail shop, and you say for professional use only, that is nothing but a phrase that are used on products to hide, like, secret harmful products or chemicals that have been placed into these particular products. that the company didn't want to tell you about, so they just put it there for professional use only. But that means that there are harmful chemicals in that product. And because our time is getting far on, I'll just bring this back on next Wednesday because I have a lot other ingredients that I want to bring to the forefront because we use them every day in our lotions, our hand creams, our face creams, things of that sort. Fragrance. The word fragrance, I know you think it just means smell good. No, the word fragrance, 9 times out of 10, if you see that on a product, it means that it contains, again, over 14 secret chemicals that's not listed on the label that are harmful for you that can cause allergic reactions and hormone disruption. Next Wednesday, I'll bring you a couple more ingredients to look for and to stay away from, and I'll also give you some natural ingredients to look for in your product so that you know that you are putting the best in and on your body. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Hey, I'll do you one better because it sounds like you really got some good information for us. Up in the second hour, the next part to what Domer wanted to share with us next week, we want it right now. So in the next hour, we'll get the rest of what you want to share. Again, because we do what we want to do. Hey, coming up. Hey, special guest, Keela McCaskill. Keela is coming to us live out of Tampa tonight, but she's serving the country. She has a new DVD coming out that is brilliant. She's helping us to really understand foreclosures and how to keep our houses, you know, not to abandon your house and then have people to come in and squat and bust your windows out and bust the doors down and leave it looking raggedy. She got a DVD that she's going to be selling for $10, and it's going to help you to understand mods and all that. You know, she got a new TV show coming out. It's called Mortgage 911. So you get the importance there. Hey, coming back with more health and wellness, Domer.
Body.
Muhammad Radio Live. Coco Jones, that joint's called Naked. You are in tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. You know what it is. Hey, inside Hump Day Wednesday, June 8th, tonight the question is, why is the love of money the root of all evil? You know, it takes money to live, right? So what's the big deal? We're talking about it tonight. My perspective is, at the end of the day, the only thing you can't acquire without money is salvation. That's about it. Everything else requires money. We've already heard that, you know, people really are at the root of the evil. You know, some people think it's the money that's at the root of the evil. What do you think? Hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
You didn't ask me.
Mayor.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hello? I was about to say, you didn't ask me.
Hey, well, we're both so thinking alike.
Yes.
We're both on the same page. Domer.
Love it.
Is money the root to all evil? Is it the money?
I'm going to say this. I kind of agree with what Toya said, because for real, if you put money on the ground, and if there was no people on the world, on earth, and you put money, it's still a thing. It can't. It don't have legs. It doesn't think. It doesn't have feelings. It can't do anything on its own until an actual person or living or whatever being picks it up and then gives it its value. So is it the root of all evil? Unless you make it such, I don't think by itself, no. I think people have made it. So, though, like you said, the only thing I agree that you can't buy with money is salvation. I think it does help with acquiring happiness, and without it, oh, man, I can't even imagine. Needless to say, I think it's the person or the person with the money that, you know,
I'm not even sure
value.
It's the person with the money. I understand the concept, right? I just think if we understand that a clear distinction must be made between the love of money and money itself.
Yeah, like,
you know,
how can money,
like,
how can money be evil?
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that.
No, I agree with you saying. I mean, I hear what you're saying about the love of money, which now, once you step across that line, now you idolize it, and which is,
I think that's the behavior.
Well, the thing is
that
a lot of people
do
it because, well, listen, how about the parents who work all day and all night and they provide for their children financially, but they're not there for them, you know, physically? That's a form of it. It's not supposed, the intentions aren't evil, but then the kids think that, yeah, but again, is that.
What is it a result of?
Yeah, I don't think that's it. Because people have to work to provide for. Providing for somebody, for your family, is totally different than having such a love for money that it makes you evil. Like, I really think that money's amoral. Like, money, there's no more. Like, money is money. It's a piece of cotton, fabric, paper. It's nothing. Like, money is not evil. It's the person who has the money that you decide what you're going to do, what you're going to be. It's the person.
It's the person who determines whether they're going to love it or like it, because the words are birthed from inside of you. Whether, if I continue to say, I like money, you know, I don't let it rule my life, or I'm going to say, I love it, and the next thing you know, everything, I'm just so materialistic because I love money. It's the person. I mean, money cannot be. Money is an intangible thing. It cannot be. So, therefore, if somebody has to make it be, whether it's going to be evil or it's going to be good, you're going to use it for good, use it for evil, but it's the person who acquires that love for it.
It's what we do.
You know?
It's our actions.
It's what you do.
It's our actions.
It's not the money, though.
It's
the
person and what the
absolutely.
Person.
I don't think,
right.
I didn't hear any, I'm not sure what the debate is really, because I didn't hear anyone say that it wasn't the money. I haven't heard it yet.
I clearly said that. I said money cannot be evil. Money is immoral. Money cannot be evil.
What I'm saying is, excuse me, no one has disagreed with that.
Oh, it sounded like you came back and said it's not the person.
Not even. I did say that it wasn't the person. Only because it's the person's actions.
So that would
it's
be the person.
The
person has acted upon the love of the money. It's the person.
It's still the person.
Well,
it's still the person.
You can't have the action without the person.
At the end of the
correct.
Day, I'm not disagreeing with that. And this is not
okay.
a debate. And we're not trying to make it a debate.
Right.
I don't want to argue with the women out of Chesapeake and Delaware ever.
Stop it. No, I think we all understand. We're on the same page.
This is not a debate. Really, yeah. I wasn't disagreeing with anything that had been said, but I still stand with the fact that, yes, a person has to be responsible for their actions, but at the end of the day, a lot of people act out really unconsciously and unknown to themselves. You know, that's why people plea insanity and all kinds of things, because guess what? They were out of their minds, or they were, you know, misled based on how they were raised, or they misunderstood. At the end of the day, all of us at some point has executed an action that we wish we had not done because of our love for that something at that particular time. And many of us can look back and be like, I was a damn fool. How could I have done that? You know what it was? It was your love for that thing at that time. Do you want to charge that to the person? Well, it just depends. I blame it on the person's actions at that particular time. They made a mistake. You know, and that's all I'm saying. And I could be wrong, but I'm not going to debate about it, because I too agree that it's not the money, it's what we do with the money. See, I don't think God is anti-money. I don't think he's anti-wealth. I think he is anti-money when it comes to worship. You know, he doesn't want us to worship money. You know, that's when it becomes the root to all evil. But, you know, that's just my perspective. You are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. You got Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. CeeLo Live out of Charlotte. Domare, Chesapeake, VA. I'm coming to you from Tampa, Florida tonight. Hey, up next, we have Keela McCaskill. She's coming with home modifications, tips on foreclosure. She got information on how to not let your house go down the drain, you know, if she can help it. Hey, hit us up if you have questions, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hump Day Wednesday in the city. Let's chill out with Chester Gregory. You can catch him on Broadway in Sister Act 2. This joint is called If You Only. It's 10:56. We'll be back.
I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me. If you only would stay, don't let me cry. If you only would stay. unforbidden actions. Oh, man, never lie. I took you for granted. Out in the world, still searching. Only thinking about myself. Now I'll be all alone, hurting. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the night. If we aren't supposed to be, we're stuck with no choice. Before you set me free, hear my voice.
Joining us is 1101 in the city with Chester Gregory on our radio tonight. And tonight I'm bringing to you Keila McCatskill, who's serving the organization called Community Housing. She's going to talk to us tonight in regards to home mods, home financing, not foreclosing on our homes, and things that we can do better to get us out of this crunch. Thank you tonight for joining us, Keila. Please come on and tell us more about your organization, Community Housing.
Well, thank all of you again for the opportunity to be back on your show.
Welcome.
Thank you. Community Housing is a nonprofit organization that was designed to assist many families to avoid the devastation of foreclosure as a result of basically lack of information how to stop foreclosure. So we go around with mobile workshops, we offer campaigns, educational seminars, one-on-one loan modification assistance, et cetera, as an effort to avoid foreclosures.
That's what's good. What do you think our most challenged area is when it comes to really home ownership? Where are we most challenged? Why don't we get loans to buy the houses that we're looking at?
For the new acquisition or for purchase of a home in today's market, I would have to say that the biggest issue might be for many individuals that looking at homes, price is not an issue in today's market. The biggest issue today is either credit and or repayment ability, meaning maybe income isn't stable. Perhaps 2009, they were unemployed, 2010, they got a job, 2011, they've been terminated again. So income might be unstable for many of the borrowers that are attempting to acquire new loans today. credit, mm-hmm. of course, is an issue because if you've experienced any financial hardship in the past 2-3 years, it's the look-back period of at least 24 months for most individuals looking to purchase a home today. Mm-hmm. So I would have to say those are the main two.
Yeah, and Toya has actually given us a lot of good information regarding both of those areas, I believe, in the area of finance. What can we do expeditiously to fix that problem, specifically the credit issue?
Well, for one, if credit is an issue that was a problem, say, 12 months ago or 24 months ago, there is programs out there that should be able to assist most borrowers. In many of your states, there's a nonprofit organization by the name of NACA. It's NACA.com. I would encourage any of you to go online and look at their home buyer workshop courses. Because with NACA, regardless of the credit situation, their review of acquiring a mortgage or getting a new home is different from the average lender. NACA is going to look at stability, they're going to look at the overall credit, and they will work with you in obtaining a mortgage loan at a fixed payment regardless of what's going on in the economy. NACA's interest rate has been the same for the last at least 10 years. It's not changed regardless of the economy and regardless of credit. The interest rate is the same because you've gone through some steps to help with budgeting, to help educate, to help make certain that you don't find yourself in a situation where you do foreclose. If NACA's not in your area, then I would encourage you to become an FHA borrower. Find out that FHA basically also does somewhat the same thing. It doesn't offer you the fixed rate no matter what's going on in the economy, but it's very comparable to the same program as NACA. It also allows additional credit, like alternative credit, to be used as opposed to just what you have on your credit bureau. So both
she lives NACA in Tampa.
NACA is in Tampa. NACA is in most states. If you don't find a NACA office in your state, there is an opportunity to email and communicate for the desire to do a workshop in that area. And I do know that they are willing to go educate in most states. And even if they're not, FHA is also a strong lender or strong program that's been around for years. Most financial institutions have FHA loans. With minimal upfront out-of-pocket expenses. FHA, the max may be 3% out of your pocket. For NACA, it may be somewhere around the same, but it's minimal out-of-pocket expense.
Right. Keila, before we go to break, up next, Entertainment National News, coming to us live out of Charlotte with CeeLo. Hey, Keila, inside Hump Day Wednesday, what makes the love of money so evil? Is it truly the root to all evil? Is it money?
I would have to say, in my experiences with the desire to pursue money, I've seen it make you do some things that's unimaginable. It's my clients that will allow their mother, that's amongst the affluent, extremely wealthy, they will allow her to die so that they can inherit what's due to them, the love of money. I've seen it where a spouse might potentially take out another insurance policy on a spouse. They know they're going to leave, and eventually, if they continue down the same pattern, the hope is that they would die, and it was because of love of money. Me, myself, may have done some mortgage loans and construction projects where I know the borrower or the investor is not necessarily a stable buyer, but because it's money, I've accepted that. So I've seen it do some things that compromises who we are as individuals. And I would have to say individually for myself, it's not so much the money, it's the pursuit or what I'm willing to do to get the money. And that's what makes it evil. Because I'll throw rules out the window sometimes to acquire money if I was, you know, in the pursuit of it desperately.
Yeah.
So I would have to say it's the pursuit of it or what you're willing to do to get to it.
Yeah. It's based on what you're willing to do. Again,
yeah.
There's that D-O word. It's 11:08. Special guest Sheila McCaskill. She's talking to us about home modifications. And we'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I be in the jam, the plan my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like pussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. If you with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Forces, Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush, better have your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we pay.
But dimes on my roster, Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough, my new bitch badass baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud, billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss, making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture, and send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is she a dime beef, would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack, with them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she out of that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind with my shoes clashing. The cable is all glitch, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
J-toes that pose the stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, seems so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, all ghetto, that joint, Vane right there, featuring Red Cafe, and all the way live from Charlotte, getting it together, Shilo, Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right,
gotta love it.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Okay, so it's Wednesday, June 8th. It's like getting, it's hot as hell outside. People are naked outside. I mean, it's too hot too soon. But anyway, your entertainment and national news. I want to start off with who cares. Because who really cares? But this is weird. Okay, so Ja Rule, he began his 2.5-year bid, his prison bid, today at Rikers. And stemming from a 2007 gun possession charge.
Well, I guess the only silver lining he has is that he was working on his Pain is Love part two. He's also, how do you pre-set up a post-album? But he has a post-prison album that's going to be called F-Fame. Yes, and so that's look for that in 2015. I mean, will anybody remember him by then? I don't know. Anyway, okay, so in other entertainment news, 44-year-old Toni Braxton, she has finally agreed to do, the pinup in Playboy. So I know a lot of guys are going to be excited by that, I think, because she might look good still, naked, at 44. I don't know. But she denies that the decision had any ties, you know, to her current $10 million debt. You know, she denied that had anything to do with it. So she'll also be coming out with her 8th CD towards the end of the year, and she'll also be in Playboy in about the fall time. So, you know, we'll see how that turns out for her. Okay, so here's a little something new. Ludacris performed on the Country Music Awards this evening because he has a song with this guy, Jason Aldean. He's a country singer, and the name of the song is Dirt Road Anthem. So that's something new. I've never seen a hip-hop artist on the Country Music Awards. So, you know, that's a whole other genre. And I want you guys to look out for an album that's coming out by Eminem and Royce 5'9". They did a collab album, and it's due out June 14th, and it's called Bad Meets Evil EP Hell, the sequel. It's a long title, but, yeah, cop it when you see it. Now, this was a wow for me. Delta Airlines, they flew a unit of soldiers from Afghanistan back to U.S. soil, but then they charged the unit $2,800 for their baggage. Now, Delta stood their ground, you know, with the whole extra bag fee until a YouTube video was posted showing, you know, that the soldiers were complaining about their treatment and, you know, complaining about the charges, you know, for their hell of a welcome home from Delta. Now, just to clarify, soldiers in the past have had to pay for their, you know, for their baggage, but they're reimbursed by, you know, the Department of Defense. But I guess coming back from, you know, Afghanistan, soldiers, of course, probably weren't even told that they're charged for it. But at the end of the day, Delta went ahead and refunded the money to the soldiers to save face and, you know, not to lose any business. And just a quick update on Rob Weiner. Okay, so remember I told you guys that he said he wasn't stepping down. Well, now his Democratic cohorts are asking him to step down. They're urging him to step down. And then come to find out his wife is pregnant. So it's like, wow, how do you do that? Where do you do that at? So while she's pregnant, he's sending naked pictures.
His wife is pregnant for 3 years.
Well, the thing is, like, right, yeah, how powered enough to keep her name? She doesn't even want to be associated with that dude. I don't know. But that's all I have for you guys. Oh, no. Last but not least, this is just in the tech world. We're running out of IP addresses. How about that? You know, for all you BlackBerry people and, you know, all these iPhones and all that stuff. Yeah, they're running out of IP addresses. However, Facebook, Yahoo, and Google are teaming. They team together, and they're going to put to the test tomorrow what they're called the World IPv6 Day. And pretty much what they're doing is just pulling together their resources with a couple of other major companies to create additional network portals, you know, so they can, you know, create more IP addresses for the near future. And so that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news. Thank you. Whatever you do, do it well.
Do it well.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
What'd he do?
Pimpin'.
Oh boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it one. Bad than another.
Oh, nah. You're a bad girl. If you're a bad girl.
Oh, players, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl.
Hypnotic or Alize. There ain't much more I can say, but
I need a bad girl.
Bad girl.
Yeah.
1,000 on the bar now. Chick need a drink on the floor now. Look at them bad girls moving it, making faces while they
doing it.
Oh, I wanna take one to the restroom. So close, I'm smelling like your perfume.
If you're a bad girl. Baby.
Key and Muhammad Radio Live.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's 5:24 a.m.
Go right ahead.
In Greece, Athens, tomorrow and every day, June 9th. Oh, God. Okay, so, yes, that was Usher and Bad Girl. And we have a special guest, Keela McCaskill. And Keela, some people don't know that the difference between bankruptcy, attempting to file bankruptcy, or for them to go for a modification.
Well, in a situation where a borrower, for whatever reason, is unable to obtain a modification or an affordable workout solution prior to foreclosure, if they went to an attorney and requested a bankruptcy, one of the things that's going to play a major part in keeping their home is the affordability. So after you go to the bankruptcy, part of what they will encourage you to do is budgeting. So each bankruptcy attorney will kind of send you to an organization that will assist you with budgeting, or they'll walk you through the process of budgeting if that's the case. And when they do that, they're trying to test what your repayment ability is. In doing so, if it's determined that you can afford an affordable payment without bankruptcy, they may just do a foreclosure defense and then assist you with obtaining a modification, potentially. If you go and the repayment ability is not there without major adjustment, you're going to need a reorganization of debts, et cetera, then bankruptcy may be the better route, and at that time your lender will offer you an alternative. It may not be a modification, but it will be an alternative.
Okay. And let's see. What's the best way for people to find lawyers, excuse me, to do that? Or, like, where the best, what are the best places to go to find out which alternatives are best for them?
Well, if an individual has a home right now and they desire to stay in that home, a loan modification, at least the effort of a modification, is the best route. Because so many of the lenders out here, their desire is to give you assistance if, in fact, the repayment ability is there. And when we say repayment ability, we don't mean your existing payment today in all situations. Wow. In some situations, it required that we reduce the balance. I reduce balances down to half of what the existing debt is due to the circumstances. So in the event that I say, for instance, I have a fixed income borrower, I'm willing to reduce the rate to a 2% fix for life. I'm willing to reduce the balance to a place of affordability, and I'm also willing to extend terms. If I have to do all three things to get you to an affordable payment, I was willing to do that.
Right.
And most banks are too. So it does depend totally on the situation, which I would encourage everyone to start with the effort to do a modification. And when I say the effort, a lot of times I will hear from many individuals, I've tried. I did that already. But I'm willing to bet that most reasons why modifications have not been completed is because 90% of the time they missed out some of the most critical parts of the process, the forms that they ask to complete. They're not always completed in their entirety. The income documents requested are not always sent in its entirety. Everything they ask for is for a reason, and they're trying to determine the best modification or the best solution to offer. So I would encourage everyone to start with the modification. And once you know that you've done everything within your power to adhere to whatever requests they've made or, you know, guidelines they've shared or whatever the case may have been, and you've maximized the effort, at that time I would, you know, check my local newspapers for any foreclosure workshops, check with my lender for any foreclosure workshops, and any of the attorneys that are present in those places that might be able to assist you with perhaps looking at bankruptcy as an alternative. I wouldn't advocate bankruptcy, so to speak, as much as I would modification. But if modification is out of the question, you offer the modification, you cannot afford it, the repayment ability is not there. In fact, some people may not even want the home that they're trying to modify after they realize they're still going to be out of a lot of money and they prefer to start over, there's, you know, deed in lieu, which means you give them the house, they give, you know, send them the keys, they may send you money, sometimes they won't, sometimes they will, to move out of the house if you no longer desire it, or a short sale, which means you're going to sell the property, you may have an investor that's willing to buy it lower than the actual amount that you owe, and they'll move it off your hands, move it off the bank's hands for a lower price. Or you can actually ask for an actual modification and or, of course, the bankruptcy route. So I would say start with a modification, a true effort, which means you've sent them everything they've asked for in your request, and it's completed, it's accurate, it's everything they need in order to get you a modification. The next reason many of them are not approved is because perhaps the hardship letter didn't really tell us what's taking place in your life as far as why you can't pay. A lot of requests came in, and it said, I cannot pay due to economic crisis. What does that mean?
Right.
It didn't tell me that you lost your job. It didn't tell me that you had a critical illness. It didn't tell me that your primary wage earner died. It didn't tell me that, you know, it doesn't tell us what happened. When it says economic crisis, that's not enough information because there are many individuals that were not impacted by the economic crisis in terms of their debt. So,
because they were already in debt before that happened.
Right. There are some borrowers. I've had many borrowers that were financially okay, but because everybody else requested a modification, they decided to request too, but it didn't impact their pockets in terms of not being able to pay their responsibilities because they have reserves or they secured their assets or whatever the case may have been, they were able to make their actual monthly obligations, and really a modification wouldn't work for them. But for the ones that need a modification, details are key.
Yeah, they are. That's what I was going to say, the hardship letter, because I went through that process myself, and excuse me, but now I'm going through the making home affordable process.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, which I didn't even pay attention to initially, but the hardship letter that I sent the second time, I made it more suggestive versus asking them to work with me. I was like, this is what I have, this is what your site says that I should be paying, this is what I want you to call me back with. Now, the thing is, I didn't get as many letters as I got, like, the previous time when I went through the modification, you know, like, with all the extra questions and so forth.
Right.
So this seems to be going a little bit smoother than the last time, and then I paid attention to the wording, you know, and it does matter.
Yes, and follow up every 72 hours because every 30 days you have a team of individuals. You send in your documents, the process. You send in those documents, requesting a modification. There's a processor that may be looking at it. They then forward it over to a person that's going to be a relationship manager who's supposed to communicate to you what's taking place. But each lender, each individual that's touching your file, there's about 100 other ones that's there. And then oftentimes, in my area, prior to being the founder of this organization, my representatives manage between 50 to 100 files a month. At the end of the month, they're going to get an incentive based on how many modifications they completed. They want to work with you. If you're the person that's on the phone every 72 hours, they're going to make sure you get to the underwriter and get a trial payment accepted so that they get credit for you being a completed modification.
Right.
So they're compensated. Loss mitigation, the foreclosure department, that industry is lucrative today because of borrowers that are actually willing to submit their information so they can move you on out of their default portfolio.
Right. Awesome information. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us, Keila. You definitely provided us a wealth of information and knowledge. Give us your, I don't know if you're on Facebook or Twitter, email, hit us up where we can contact you. You're doing big things. It is Mortgage 911. That's the new TV show, right?
Yes. My Mortgage 911 is where we'll have live situations where I've had borrowers that have been attempting to get a modification for years, at least 16 months. 24 months in some cases. and then I may have met them through an attorney or some other venue. I may have met an individual that's having difficulty with obtaining a modification. And there, as a result, I've offered them assistance in obtaining one, whereby I'm questioning why the modification has not been completed. And in many instances, we obtain them in 7 days, sometimes 14 days, sometimes 21 days, but it's in an expeditious manner. And on this show, we share with many of you how it can happen. But you're hearing it from the actual homeowner that was frustrated, that was depressed, the father of, you know, a family of five, and he wasn't able to make the mortgage payment, and then they quickly got him a modification as a result of our services. So this TV show basically somewhat is a reality-type TV show that sharing with many families, it truly can happen if you follow the information that's provided on the Loan Mod 101 DVD that's coming soon.
Hey, we will be having Keela back more consistently and have live call-in shows to help people really to understand these home modifications and how you can keep your house and, you know, keep your family intact. Hey, Keela, we appreciate you. Miss Keela McCaskill, hey, give the website, Community Housing.
Yes. Community Housing is a nonprofit organization that is designed to assist you. You may follow us on Facebook. We're under Community Advocate or under my name as well. It's Keela McCaskill. You can also find us on the television show, My Mortgage 911, on Facebook. Follow us, keep in the know of what's taking place as guidelines change, as information change. We help you stay in the loop of what's taking place regarding ownership, foreclosures, refinances, you name it, we share it on our site.
Hey, we appreciate that, Keela.
Thank
you.
Be
safe. Good night. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. 917-889-3926. 23 minutes left in the show. We got Domea live out of Chesapeake coming back with a little bit more of health and wellness. But first,
love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer, cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore. I'm blind to the fact I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh,
when you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes. And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows. And the rain is coming down. My heart is cold. I know she knows.
Thank you.
917-889-3926. Thanks for riding with us. You got Dee Dee live out of Chesapeake tonight. So, man, you got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. CeeLo coming to us live out of Charlotte. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida at 11:40. Got 20 minutes left in the show. What makes the love of money so evil? We have established it. It's really not the money. It's what we do. You know, bottom line, you know, money can be used for good or evil. It's your actions, undisputedly. Does anyone disagree?
You often have that argument. I'm not
hearing anything. Hey, I feel you. No doubt. Again, thanks for rocking with us, everybody.
It's a necessary evil, though. I mean, you know.
You gotta have it. You gotta have. You just got.
Gotta
you just can't let it take
gotta
control. You can't become materialistic. You need to be humble when it. I mean, I've never seen someone fight over paying for something. You know, like I see with between my friends and I, it's like you gotta be humble when it comes to money. Don't let it take over you. You know what I'm saying? You just stay humble and just know that. You know where your money, your source of money comes from. Because I'm going to say this. You know what? Let me put this on the line. This is Be Real Radio. I had a situation where the mailman didn't deliver my check, okay? And see, there's this, I get my checks. I pay my bills. I have this plan, this process I go through at the beginning of every month. He threw me off because he didn't deliver my check. I was so thrown off, and I wasn't prepared. And I wasn't, and it made me sit back and think. And like, okay, well, I understand not being prepared for this type of situation, but I should have been. But then just getting all upset because it's money. I'm like, I still got a house. I still got electricity. I still got my child. I still have food. I still have clothes. So, I mean, I'm not going to be broke or anything. You know, I'm not going to be destitute if I didn't get that check, but I wanted it, you know. I just wanted it. Why? Just because I wanted it.
Started to panic.
But you get,
and I did. I started to panic.
Of not being able to control the situation, you know.
Yeah, and it's like I didn't like that. I didn't, because money doesn't dictate what needs to go on in my life. It only determines whether the bills will get paid. And I always live by the premise: be it good, be it right, don't judge me. I'm not giving all the money I have to pay bills, but somebody will not get paid if it comes down to me. So you know,
right.
I mean. I don't, and I didn't like that feeling. I didn't like it at all, and I had to do some self-checking because I was like, you know what, money shouldn't make me feel, getting a check or not getting a check shouldn't make me feel like that.
Right, but you know what, it's the pressure because it's like, believe me, I understand. When I started receiving those, like the disability check things, and they were sporadic, and I was used to getting paid every 2 weeks, and that first check I saw, I mean, for real, a tear came to my eye because I was like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? Even though it was more than nothing, it still was, what am I supposed to do with this? It's one of those, I you need to control this. You're so, if you're used to controlling the situation, and you know I did X amount of work for this amount of money, and this is what I expect to get, this is what I should have. Because this is what my bills equal up to. Yeah, it's just not having control of the situation. And that's it. That is all.
Inside this hump day Wednesday, June 8th. Again, thanks for riding with us, everybody. Beaver Radio for show.
Yeah. I was pissed about that whole car situation. But not about the car. Like on my car, you know, it broke down or whatever. But I was so upset. And it's crazy because people that don't really know me thought I was upset about the car. I was just more upset the fact that I had to depend on other people. And that I was not in control of the situation. Did not like that feeling at all. And vowed that I will never feel that way ever again. No. Mm-mm. Don't like that.
It's all right, CeeLo.
Yeah, I got over it, kind of. It's just not going to happen again, so I promise you that. Yeah, it's not going to happen again.
It is okay, CeeLo. It's okay.
And the woo sauce, okay?
Okay, CeeLo. This is okay.
Talk radio show. If you got a tag, I wanna hear you clap. got a stand, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a stand, I wanna hear you clap. If you got a stand, I wanna hear you clap.
I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got Patron in my cup, got the loud rolled up. Started looking at my tabs, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. A-B-R-E-Y-S-M-I-T-H, that's my name, oh. Once before and you know nothing, it ain't changed, no. You niggas biting, but it just don't look the same, no. I need a remote, cause I'm about to change the game, oh. Yeah, I'm inked up, you know that is a fact. I'm that light-skinned nigga with the snapbacks in the stash. I always show out, I'm rocking front to back. I got the party jumping and I keep the club fat back. I'm tatted on my arm, I'm tatted on my chest. Malachi and Ryan, I get tatted by the best. Care what you think. This song is for all my people that say rockin'. I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got Patron in my cup, got the loud rolled up. Started looking at my tabs, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. My shirt off, ladies going crazy, your girlfriend growing. I got her screaming, Avery, you niggas say you tatted, but you ain't inked up. I'm barely getting started, why you trying to keep up? I know you can't afford it, so get your cheese up. We got the girl choosing, and I'm the reason. I swear it ain't my fault, and I'm just trying to party. It's probably cause the tattoos see up on my body. When I'm all through, then I don't want no skin. I'm trying to stay inked up.
Said.
Yeah.
And actually, we still have
Miss Keela McCaskill hanging out. Hey, this must be an interesting show. We appreciate you. Any last feedback, comments, shout outs, Miss McCaskill? Thanks for rocking with us.
No, thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we end the show, I just want to know if you've already tried a loan modification. Okay, you went through the process, but you didn't end up completing that because on your end, it was actually the bank, the people that you were working with and who didn't finish the process. You got displeased with their service, so you stopped the process altogether. And that's been like over a year. But now, is it a good idea for me to start the modification again, or should I try to refinance? Which direction should I go in?
Have they approved the modification?
No, they didn't approve it. I can't even think of the name of the company I was using to help me with the modification because it wasn't my bank. I was using a third party because I didn't know. And they were they were just so sloppy and unorganized with the process. I got frustrated. And again, not because all my paperwork was complete. They had everything that they needed. All my paperwork was in order. But they were just off. They weren't together with it. And I got frustrated and I just didn't complete it with them. I said, well, you know, I'll just try to do it with someone else. And then on top of that, I found out that I was paying them and for a service that I didn't really have to pay for.
Right, which is why I totally believe in the borrower, meaning you, the homeowner, pursuing your own modification. Nobody is more passionate about your home than you are. And you can tell us your story. When I say us, me coming from one of the largest financial institutions in the United States, managing the department that reviewed the request and also rendered the final decision. I found that when I'm dealing with attorneys, with I don't mean any disrespect to attorneys, but from the aspect when I'm internal, I'm inside of the bank, I don't really care about the attorney calling. I don't really care about the third party that's calling. I want to hear from the boss that I have the agreement with because I can hear your heart better than I can hear from a third party. And not only that, when a lender sees a third-party involvement that you've paid, if they're not a nonprofit, then they believe you've paid them. And if you've paid a third party and didn't pay them, they definitely don't want to hear from a third party on your behalf if a loan is in default. So I would have to say to that, you should try again. But when you do, contact your lender.
Okay.
Over the phone first. Document every single phone call, name, location, their telephone number, their fax number, all of that information. Document it, request the packet for a modification. When they send it out to you, send everything once. I mean, send it all at once to the fax number, but then send it more than once because you're going to get the call that says, oh, we still need an updated pay stub. And I would encourage you that as time goes by, as it goes from one process to the next, keep refreshed, keep updated documents on every single page. Put your loan number.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we got we have a call from Washington, D.C. Coop, you got a question on that?
Oh, no, I don't have a question. I was just calling.
Okay.
Coop
got a comment. Okay. Hey, stand by for us. Hey, we got like a minute. Hey, CeeLo, did you have a comment for Keela?
Oh, well, I was just going to just add to it what she was saying, you know, keep an updated folder. What I found, even in my medicated capacity, I created a notebook. And, you know, that helps you keep, but it helped me keep, because you get so many papers, you know, along with the whole entire process. And, you know, to try to keep together who you spoke with, because you will speak with three or four people before you get to the right person, you know what I'm saying, each time you call. So, yeah, I found if you keep a binder and keep all your main contacts on one, you know, like on one main page, then, you know, it makes it easier to, you know, keep it all together so you know what you've already sent versus what's being asked of you that's new.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Hey, thanks, Keela. Hey, good night, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Keela.
Angels, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Be blessed.
Be a blessing.
Hey, back Friday night. Hey, Coop, check us out Friday. Thanks, Keela. Good night.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.